Now another Republican senator in trouble. In Georgia earlier this year, the re-election of Republican Saxby Chambliss seemed to be a sure thing. But as the economy has faltered, the race has tightened. Chambliss is facing Democrat Jim Martin, a former state representative, and national Democrats have been providing Martin with lots of attention and millions of dollars. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Republican incumbent Senator Saxby Chambliss was way ahead in the polls until the last few weeks, when his double-digit lead evaporated. According to some voters, challenger Jim Martin has the edge for one main reason.
The economy. We got to get the economy moving. People have to have jobs. People have to feel secure.
Rapunzel Morris is a real estate agent in Atlanta and exactly the kind of voter Jim Martin is trying to reach. At rallies across the state this week, including one in Lawrenceville, the Democrat stressed his opposition to the Wall Street bailout package, a plan his opponent voted for.
Well, we've got a disaster, and $700 billion of our money, of our children's money, and of our grandchildren's money is at stake, and that's just not right. It's just not right.
Like Barack Obama, Martin promises to look out for the middle class.
And they see nobody doing that in Washington. They certainly don't see Saxby Chambliss doing that. They see him as somebody who has basically been a rubber stamp for President Bush and his economic policies. And they want that changed.
Another factor for Democrats, retribution. Many are still angry about the Senate campaign in Georgia 6 years ago against Max Cleland, a Vietnam veteran and triple amputee. Chambliss ran ads that attacked Cleland as unpatriotic and soft on national security. So this year, the national Democrats have poured nearly $3 million into Georgia to pay for their own TV ads.
What's Saxby Chambliss been up to in Washington? Supporting George Bush's economic policies every step of the way that gave us higher food prices, a $10 trillion national debt, and a $700 billion Wall Street.
Chambliss is fighting back.
Thank you.
Good luck, sir.
Hi there. How y'all doing? Glad to see you.
Anytime.
Yeah, Benny, good to see you, buddy.
At a campaign stop in Conyers, Georgia this week, Chambliss talked about the economic crisis, but also focused on the need for offshore drilling and the continued threat of terrorism. He told folks this year one of their most important jobs is to get out the vote.
As you go around and talk to your friends, your colleagues you work with, you go to church with, you drink coffee with, please tell them that we need them to vote for John McCain and for Saxby Chambliss. If by chance they drinking something different that day and say they're not going to vote for John or me, tell them the election's November the 8th.
Chambliss acknowledges the economic crisis will help Democrats, making this race even more important.
The Democrats realize they're going to pick up seats, and we're doing everything we can, obviously, to win. But for all the right reasons, one of those reasons is that it's imperative that we keep enough Senate seats in Republicans' hands to make sure that we can stop bad legislation or help shape bad legislation into better legislation.
As for the negative tone of the campaign, Chambliss blames his opponent, but the National Republicans have spent $1.4 million on their own attack ads.
Our economy is in crisis. Georgia families are losing their homes, their savings, their retirements. And while Jim Martin talks about the middle class, he voted to hit Georgia families with the largest tax increase in state history.
All these ads have helped make the race even more competitive. Political scientist at Emory University, Merle Black, says the large number of newly registered black voters here will help the Democrat.
We're going to see the largest turnout among African-American voters in the history of Georgia. It may be 30% or more of registered voters may be African-Americans by the time we get these final numbers. I think that's going to produce a straight ticket, a Democratic vote that comes down to Jim Martin.
There's also a Libertarian candidate in the race, Alan Buckley. He's not well known, but may provide another twist. If no candidate gets a majority of the vote, the race would go to a runoff in December, and that would make Georgia the focal point of both parties. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.